SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
In this bulletin, US officials confirm reports Israel has carried out military operations against Iran. Attorney General Mark Dreyfus says more must be done to address violence against women. And in sport, West Australian wildcard George Pitar continues stunning run at the Margaret River Pro. With the latest SBS News, I'm Penry Buckley. US officials have confirmed Israel has carried out military operations against Iran, following reports of explosions heard near the city of Isfahan. Iranian officials and state media say no damage has been caused and are reporting that the explosions in Isfahan were the result of air defense batteries activating. Officials say Israel warned the Biden administration on Thursday a strike was coming in the next 24 to 48 hours. Iran's foreign minister had told CNN that Tehran would immediately respond if Israel chose to launch an attack. The reports come amid heightened tensions between Israel and Iran, after Iran's retaliatory strikes on Israel last weekend, which were in response to the suspected Israeli strike on an Iranian consulate in Syria. Australian citizens should strongly consider leaving Iran as soon as possible, according to the federal government's updated Smart Traveller advice. Dependents of Australian officials in Iran are being offered voluntary return to Australia, while Australia's diplomats will remain in Tehran and not travel outside the region. Iranian state media has reported flights have been suspended over Isfahan, Shiraz and Tehran. Attorney General Mark Dreyfus says Australia needs to do more to address violence against women. This year, 29 women have been killed by men, including 5 in the attack at Westfield Bondi Junction. There have been calls to designate the Bondi attack terrorism if authorities find it was driven by an ideology of hate for women. Mr. Dreyfus says all Australians need to step up to address a male violence crisis.
It's time for all of us to expect and perhaps demand that we as a society have a proper national campaign about this disgraceful conduct. That conversation should seek to understand the causes, to educate, to prevent and condemn this behaviour. But with respect, it's not just up to government or those in Parliament to initiate this national conversation. It's up to all of us, particularly men.
The Attorney General says Labor will move to pass religious discrimination laws by the end of the year. Mark Dreyfus says he's had recent positive discussions with opposition counterpart Michaela Cash about the laws protecting teachers and students from being discriminated against in schools. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has cited social cohesion as the reason he won't be publicly releasing the draft of the legislation, after LGBTQI plus activists called on Labor to release the proposal for community consultation. Australia's state and territory health ministers are calling on the government to pass strict vaping legislation. Labor's anti-vaping bill, which would stop the importation, manufacture, supply and commercial possession of disposable single-use vapes, was introduced last month. Under the proposed laws, e-cigarettes would only be accessible via prescription at pharmacies, with jail time or fines up to $2.2 million imposed for those supplying vapes illegally. The government will need support from the opposition or crossbench to pass the legislation. Greens leader Adam Bandt says his party is currently considering the bill.
Well, look, we're having a look at the legislation and we're talking with experts and stakeholders as we work through our position. We take a principle-based approach where we'll listen to the evidence and we're going to listen to the experts. Generally, we know that prohibition doesn't work and hasn't worked in the past. But we also are very concerned about the rise, especially amongst children, of vaping.
China's bid to expand its influence in the Pacific has hit a roadblock, with the pro-Beijing premier of the Solomon Islands' biggest province losing his seat in the nationwide elections. Malaita Premier Martin Finney, who oversaw the expansion of Chinese interests in the province, has lost his re-election bid, according to the Solomon Islands Electoral Commission. The overall outcome of the election is expected to be announced in the coming weeks. In surfing, West Australian wildcard George Pitar has continued his stunning run at the Margaret River Pro event in the World Surf League. The 21-year-old Pitar, who is competing in just his second WSL event, defeated fellow Australian Liam O'Brien in the final heat of the day to book a men's quarterfinal berth. Pitar told the WSL broadcast he was shocked to be in the quarterfinals.
Oh, far out. I can't even believe what's going on, really. I just feel like the waves just keep popping up and I'm just in the spot. I've been enjoying it, but I don't know, definitely a few mistakes in that heat falling on the end sections, but I don't know, I've just felt like I've been making sort of good decisions on the waves.
I'm Penry Buckley, and that is the latest from the SBS newsroom.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.